Come all you sons of liberty, the news is going round that on the bald Ned Kelly's head they've set £1,000. For Steve Hart and Dan Kelly, 500 they will give. But if the sum was doubled, I'm sure the Kelly boys would live. It was in November 79, the Kelly boys come down. After shooting Sergeant Kennedy, they rode into Euro town to rob the bank of all its gold was their idea that day. Blood horses they was mounted on to make their getaway. Ned Kelly walked into the bank, a pistol in his hand. Hand over all the money now, £10,000 on demand. Likewise the ammunition, the bald Ned Kelly said. And get on the go and don't be slow or I'll shoot you through the hedge. An Afghan hawker they captured next, as everybody knows. He come in handy to the gang by fitting them out with clothes. And of their worn out rags, me boys, they made a few bonfires. And then destroyed the telegraph by cutting down the wires. An Afghan hawker they captured next, as everybody knows. He come in handy to the gang by fitting them out with clothes. And of their worn out rags, me boys, they made a few bonfires. And then destroyed the telegraph by cutting down the wires. They raced into Gerildery town about 12 o'clock at night. They caught the troopers in their beds and gave them a hell of a fright. They held them up at pistol point, and I'm ashamed to tell. They marched them along in their nightshirts and they locked them in a cell. Next morning, dressed in troopers' clothes, still owners of the ground, they took their horses to the forge and had them shot free all round. And led them back and mounted, and their plans worked out so well. They strolled along the main street and stuck up the Royal Hotel. Next morning, dressed in troopers' clothes, still owners of the ground, they took their horses to the forge and had them shod free all round. They led them back and mounted, and their plans worked out so well. They strolled along the main street and stuck up the Royal Hotel. They're robbing over, they mounted then and made a quick retreat. They swept away with all their loot along Dan Morgan's old beat. And where they are now, well, I don't know. If I did, I wouldn't tell. So now, until I hear from them, I bid yous all farewell.